Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC, and the stock market is down again today, not dramatically. The Dow is down 90 points right now, but the main reason seems to be that major retailers are reporting low December sales. Even Walmart, which has withstood the recession pretty well so far, has some down numbers now. There's also a report on unemployment, which is actually not as bad, showing that the number of new jobless claims was not nearly as high as expected last month. However, unemployment remains extremely high in the United States. Let's crunch some of these numbers and then look more closely at the retail sector in the New York area. Lynn Thomason of Bloomberg News is with us. Lynn, thanks for coming on WNYC today. Hello.
Hi, nice to be here.
So what are we learning about retail?
I think it's basically, from the people I've talked to today, it's sort of what we already knew. Everybody knew that the fourth quarter, at the end of last year was going to be bad, that, retail sales were not so great. And I think you're just sort of beginning to get the official word that, people cut back during the holiday season.
And how bad are you expecting it to be going forward? I'm looking at a post from Dean Baker from the liberal economics think tank, the Economic Policy Institute. And he says, we are going to see the largest set of bankruptcies and store closings in the retail sector ever. More than 10% of the workforce is employed in the retail sector. The layoffs will almost certainly top 1 million and could hit 2 million. And as to the effect of that, he says, when those stores go out of business, they're not going to be sending their rent checks to shopping mall owners. The bubble in commercial real estate, which followed on the bubble in residential real estate, is also collapsing. Look for more surprised economists as hundreds of billions of bad loans on commercial properties suddenly appear on the bank's books in the next few months. So do you really see the biggest set of retail sector bankruptcies ever coming, and very quickly?
Wow, it's hard to say. I mean, retail bankruptcies, I don't know. I mean, I do know that, you've got a couple industry groups saying that it's going to be the worst retail shopping season. This holiday season was the worst in four decades. And, tomorrow we're waiting for the unemployment rate. And, that could be as high as 7%. So I do think, a lot of people are forecasting for it to get worse. But a whole collapse, I don't know.
Let's hope these forecasters are wrong. There's a lot of doom and gloom out there. People have maybe interest in getting in the press by trading in doom and gloom. Of course, there's been a lot of real bad news, but yeah. Maybe this doom and gloom I've been hearing not just from Dean Baker but from other forecasters about retail is overblown. Do you have any reaction to these job numbers? Did you see them this morning? At least part of this report is not as bad as expected. Hooray, hooray.
Yeah, but I think you have to sort of look beyond that and see that, the people who are in the continuing claims, the people, if you look at the total unemployment rolls, those are increasing. And I think that's kind of what's driving the market down today as well.
All right. From Bloomberg News, Lynn Thomason, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And joining me now is James Parrott, Chief Economist and Deputy Director of the Fiscal Policy Institute, a progressive think tank in New York State, whose recent report, Low Wages, No Bargain, Retain Jobs in New York City, examines retail issues from a labor perspective. Hi, James. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi.
Give us some perspective on retail in New York. I gather it's the biggest employer of low-wage workers in the state, correct?
In the city, anyway. I'm not sure about the state.
Okay.
60% of retail workers in New York City make less than $13 an hour. On an annual basis, that would translate into an income that's about 125% of the poverty line for a family of four. So that's not a princely sum. 44%, nearly half of retail workers make less than $10 an hour. The stereotypical wisdom about retail workers is that they're young workers, that retail serves as an entry-level job, and people move on as they get education and get experience in the labor market and so on. What we found is that Overwhelmingly, retail workers in New York City are adults, and many of them are trying to raise families on retail wages. And again, this is the largest employer of low-wage workers in New York City. So it's very tough for many retail workers in New York City to scrape by, you know, given living costs here and given the fact that wages in retail are what they are, and that many of these jobs don't come with health benefits or even such things as paid time off. You know, a lot of the benefits of employment that people have taken for granted for a long time.
And it seems from your report that there are two stories here, Manhattan and the rest of the city, that average earnings for retail workers in Manhattan are $40,000 a year, which is not terrible for that, but that the rest of the city, not nearly that good, correct?
Right, right. And to some extent, that reflects the fact that the Manhattan retail market serves obviously the higher income population that constitutes a lot, certainly not all of Manhattan's population. And New York City, of course, has been a big tourist destination in recent years. We've seen some fall off of that in the last 6 months or so as the recession has spread around the globe and as the value of the dollar has risen. But there are still a lot of tourists that come to New York City, and you know they largely tend to stay in Manhattan hotels. And many of them shop while they're here. They eat in restaurants. They go to department stores. They go to the clothing stores and so on. Electronic stores, and that helps support the higher average wage that retail workers receive in Manhattan as opposed to the other boroughs.
We have a few minutes for calls from anybody who works in retail, particularly anybody who owns a store anywhere in our listening area. Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 for James Parrott from the Fiscal Policy Institute. And also joining us now is Leslie Price, senior editor of the website racked.com, which follows retail in the New York area. Leslie, thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You heard those numbers I was talking about before with the previous guest. How bad did retail sales slide in the New York area in the last few months in the shopping season, and how bad a near future are you forecasting?
Well, it's been pretty bad. I think that it's been shocking for New York, especially Manhattan, because people feel like, you know, sales are always going to be strong here. There's a lot of money in Manhattan, a lot of tourists come, but you know, with this recession, it's been a very quick drop. And I think that pre-Christmas, retailers were still feeling a little bit optimistic. Now that the holiday season is over, I think people are getting really worried. And things are going to get worse before they get better.
Do you think we're going to see a lot of store closings? James, the numbers that I read earlier from Dean Baker, who works for a think tank similar to yours but on the national level, he said more than 10% of the workforce is employed in the retail sector,
right,
and we're going to see 1 to 2 million retail layoffs as we see the largest set of bankruptcies and store closings in the retail sector ever nationwide. Do you think that's going to be the case in New York?
There has been a tremendous hit to consumer spending nationally and here in New York City. And as everybody is saying, you know, it's likely to get worse. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see the local manifestation of store closings and so on. Just since the peak in employment in New York City in August, New York City lagged entering the downturn compared to the U.S. overall, but we've been losing jobs since August. The retail sector alone has lost 5,000 jobs just in the past 3 months.
Let's take a phone call. Here is Lindsay in Gramercy Park, who
Hi.
Owns two stores, Lindsay, is that right?
I have two stores. I have a store in a very luxury market of Connecticut, and a store down in, I'd say, the NYU area of the city.
Uh-huh.
And what was so interesting to me about this season was that, you know, I did all my buying for the season at the end of the summer, and once the world started to collapse, sort of had to skew my product assortment differently towards each store. And I expected my Connecticut store to really suffer, and my Connecticut store did extremely well. Huh. My New York store, which carried a lower price point all season, is probably going out of business.
How do you explain it?
I'm sorry?
How do you explain that it came out the opposite of what you expected?
I'm not sure yet, because I really sort of feel like the lower price point in the New York area, I thought, would drive the sales, and I think that that customer base just didn't come out at all, whereas mm-hmm. in Connecticut, you sort of saw the billionaires become millionaires overnight. There was a huge panic, and my price point, I'm surrounded by a lot of very high-end luxury stores. I think I came across as the better option in the long run for them. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it's
interesting.
It's really amazing. And we're negotiating with both of our landlords, and they're willing to negotiate, which is a surprise.
That is a new turn of events, Leslie Price from Rack.com. If that's really happening, landlords willing to negotiate commercial rents with the retailers, that's something we don't hear much in New York.
Yeah, I mean, they don't want to lose a tenant now. You know, I mean, people are going out of business. No one, you know, new leases aren't being signed at the rate that they were a year ago. So I think that landlords are now wanting to renegotiate rather than, you know, lose a tenant, have their space sit empty.
Lindsay, good luck out there. Here's Cynthia in Manhattan, another store owner. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi. It's funny. That's exactly the question I was going to ask, advice on how to talk to a landlord about rent relief. You know, if income is down 30%, and, you know, of course, everybody was hopeful for Christmas, but now everyone's terrified about February and March. Why would anybody need to buy anything? What is an effective argument to use with your landlord besides, you know, I don't have the money? I mean, should you renegotiate a new lease, reset the clock, defer the payment to later? I mean, we're not going to recoup the lost sales. I'm about to write a letter to my landlord saying, help.
Leslie Price, any advice for Cynthia?
I think you have to be really honest and say, you know, this is the situation, and look at the landscape, you know? I mean, I feel like they would rather want they would want some of your money rather than no money, you know? I mean, the fact of the matter is, people aren't.
So when I write the letter and she says no, then what?
I mean, you have to really make a plea, you know? I mean, every landlord is different.
You have to put it in their interest. You have to say something like, if I go out of business, there's no guarantee in this environment that you're going to get another tenant. And in addition to the trouble of having to look for a new tenant, and you don't want that kind of turnover. That's where I'd start, Cynthia. Thank you for your call. And, you know, segment after segment, and listeners have heard me say this before, when we're doing advice for the financial downturn, whether it's how much severance you get, how much Cobra health benefit you get, whether it's dealing with your credit card company when they spike your rate to 29%, you can negotiate things that you didn't think before that you could negotiate. And there's Cynthia and Lindsay before her with another great example, negotiating commercial rents. James Parrott, you want the city to set a floor for retail wages and benefits. What are you looking for?
Right. Well, the city is rightfully concerned about the growth in the working poor in New York City. That's the biggest contributor to the persistence of poverty at high levels in New York City. In the Mayor's Poverty Commission report from last year, they identified the main source of that problem, low wages, the persistence of low wages in New York City. So how do we address that? What seems like it's possible is that if the city, through its rezoning, through the leverage that it has in providing subsidies to business and economic development projects, if it establishes a higher wage floor than the minimum wage, which is $7.15 an hour now in New York State, next year the federal minimum wage will bump that up to $7.25. That's still far too low. The city should set a wage floor.
But hearing the stories,
apply that as much across the board as possible, because you always hear the argument, from employers in any business, and including in retail, where a lot of times the margins are not that great, although research that we came across in working on this report showed that the productivity, the value created by retail workers in New York City, is much higher than the national average, even allowing for the fact that wage levels might be higher than they are in other parts of the country. So
but can
if
they
the
do
wages
that?
Go up across the board, then it doesn't put any individual retailer at a competitive disadvantage.
Well, not with each other, but with sales. I mean, here's a post from our website. Then we're going to be out of time. We'll get a quick response from you, James. It says, my wife and I were out at the new Tanger's Outlet in Deer Park. The sales are unbelievable. I am seriously talking about 70% off in certain stores. And it was a ghost town. The bargains are there, but the consumers aren't. Do people not love a bargain as much in a recession? Does the shopping psyche change? And I've been hearing this from other reports, too. Even the new spring merchandise that's entering the stores now is being put on sale immediately, and that never happens. So, James, can they really raise the floor for retail worker pay in this climate?
It is very hard to do in this climate, but I think we need to think about the longer term. Eventually, hopefully, at some point, this economy will recover. New York City, we have to think about how we're going to, what's going to be our economic base with a smaller finance sector. So the wages and benefit levels of non-finance jobs become even more important. The country needs a new economic model that can provide sustained, more broadly shared prosperity. Raising wage levels, including in retail, is part of the solution to get to that.
James Parrott, Deputy Director, Chief Economist of the Fiscal Policy Institute here in New York. Leslie Price, Senior Editor of the website racked.com, which follows retail in New York. Thanks, both of you, for coming on with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, a new study showing elevated lead levels in an artificial turf park in East Harlem. The debate continues over artificial turf with the New York City Parks Commissioner Adrian Benepe and the public advocate Betsy Gottbaum next.